We now know that President Trump asked the Ukrainian president to, quote, do us a favor and investigate Trump's political opponent, Joe Biden, on a phone call. That's according to notes of the call released by the White House this morning. Will it be judged as a quid pro quo for the aid the Trump administration held up to Ukraine days earlier?
President Trump is now the fourth American president to face impeachment. Nixon left office before it could be enacted, but it's not a claim to fame for most, but Trump's campaign is already fundraising off it. Our political strategist join us, Alice Stewart, the Republican in the studio with us. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Jeremy, great to be here.
And Bill Press, the Democrat. Hi there.
Hello. Good to join you all.
Okay, the notes of the call, and as Jeremy said, these are just notes. This isn't a transcript. Say Trump praised the prosecutor that Vice President Joe Biden and other world leaders pushed to be fired because of his blatant corruption. And Trump not only asked Ukraine's president to look into Biden and his son, but to look into CrowdStrike, the company that determined the Russians hacked Democratic emails. But Trump said today it was no biggie.
The way you had that built up, that call, it was going to be the call from hell. It turned out to be a nothing call other than a lot of people said, I never knew you could be so nice.
That's the president speaking at the UN. Alice, do you agree, a nothing call?
There are certainly some things that do need to be looked at further, but to say this warrants an impeachment when we still don't have further information, I think is very premature. For the Democrats to go ahead and call for an impeachment before they had even seen the transcripts, I think is extremely telling. But you have to look at the fact here. It is worth noting, it is worth raising the question that the president wanting them to look at what happened with Joe Biden. I am not one that will come on and play whataboutism, but if you ask me what Joe Biden said with the Ukrainian president, he certainly did things that raise concerns. He withheld funding in an effort and request to stop looking into his son, who has received quite a bit of money from the Ukraine. I'm not one to play whataboutism, but that is certainly, that should have raised more red flags when it happened, and it didn't, and it's a valid cause for concern now.
Bill, your take.
Well, first of all, let's get this straight. There is zero evidence that Joe Biden or his son did anything wrong. They've never been charged with anything. That's been looked into extensively by U.S. media. Nobody found nothing. So any attempt to divert attention and shift the blame or the attention from Donald Trump to Joe Biden is just what Republicans did in 2016, trying to shift the attention away from Donald Trump onto Hillary Clinton. Now, back to this phone call. Mm-hmm. Look, based on the notes and based on what Donald Trump says, I think this is extremely serious. What we've got, the facts and the transcript confirm, the president of the United States called a foreign leader and asked his help in digging up dirt on a political opponent. That is illegal. I think it is treasonous. It is certainly wrong. And in the meantime, he is dangling $400 million in military aid and a White House visit. No open quid pro quo, but a certainly quid pro quo if, as the president started out by saying, we need you to do us a favor, and asking him to talk to the attorney general, so dragging the attorney general also into this political fight, and asking him to talk to his political hatchet man, Rudy Giuliani. I don't care whether the president is a Republican or a Democrat. I think this is something that all Americans understand is just plain wrong.
Bill, does it matter if it is a quid pro quo when it comes to Democrats and impeachment? Because impeachment is not a legal matter. It's political.
I don't think it matters that there's a quid pro quo. I think for a president to, again, invite a foreign government to intervene in our American democracy, a presidential election, is wrong. It's simply wrong. It is against the law. And the president obviously didn't learn anything from 2016. Then he welcomed the help of the Russians. Now it's even worse. He's going out and soliciting help from Ukraine.
But I will say this, Bill's saying there's zero evidence with regard to Joe Biden. There is, and there's Joe Biden himself acknowledging that he did try to withhold funding
Alice,
for the Ukraine.
I have to say, as vice president, this was part of his portfolio. He was representing the Obama administration, which along with leaders of many countries was pressuring Ukraine to get rid of this leftover from the Russian-backed presidency corrupt prosecutor, who, by the way, he was charged with investigating the company that Hunter Biden sat on the board of. He wasn't. He was asking for bribes. He wasn't doing the investigation. And the Obama, this is all fact, the Obama administration was backing other investigations of
and
that same company.
Donald Trump called him a good man. I mean, he's the only person on the planet who thinks he was a good man.
The only problem with, Bill, you saying there's zero evidence, there is evidence, and Joe Biden himself acknowledged it and, quite frankly, bragged about doing so. So to say there's no evidence about it, I think is factually
there's,
wrong. And his son, there is a complete conflict of interest for him to get involved in a prosecutor that is looking into a company in which his son is making millions of dollars off.
It's irresponsible to say there's not a conflict of interest. Whoa, slow down. The only evidence you cite is the fact that Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, representing the Obama administration, as Robin just pointed out, as well as many other countries in the EU, knew about all this corruption in Ukraine. A lot of it was centered on this corrupt prosecutor, and it was almost a global effort on the part of convincing Ukraine they had to get rid of him. But the evidence of what Donald Trump talks about, and you seem to indicate, that there was any wrongdoing, that there was any corruption on the part of Joe Biden or Hunter Biden, does not exist. It is a total invention of Donald Trump.
Yeah. Alice, President Trump is holding a news conference in a few hours' time. What is at stake for him? Is he scared? Has he lost control of the presidential narrative, as the ABC News political director Rick Klein writes today?
No. Because look, here's what's going to happen. The Democrats right now and liberals have their hair on fire, already expecting to know the result of this and expecting to see the outcome. This is a repeat performance of what we saw in the Mueller report. They prejudged the outcome of that. They speculated as to what the Mueller report would find. And
he was actually president this time. It's not looking back. It's not before he was president. This is something that President Trump did as president.
You're correct. That's true. But my point is, again, Democrats and liberals and many of those who are critics of this president are speculating. They know exactly how this will come about and how this will end. I think it is completely far-reaching. It is inappropriate to prejudge the outcome of this investigation. And if the Democrats want to spend all of their time investigating, seeking impeachment, as opposed to getting things done and legislating, they're doing so at their own peril. Right now, we have the squad, we have AOC dictating what Nancy Pelosi is doing, dictating what the Democratic Party is doing. And quite frankly, this is putting Joe Biden on a walking off the cliff, because they're going to put him front and center, and he's going to have to be answering
Bill,
for this.
Does she have a point? Wait, hold on. Quinnipiac poll out today. 37% of registered voters say Trump should be impeached. 57% say he should not. I mean, impeachment, again, is just the trial. 57% say he should not be impeached, put on trial.
Well, first of all, I got to say, I'm not arguing that this is necessarily politically popular. I just think it's the right thing to do. And you can't blame AOC or the squad for this. Nancy Pelosi held off going toward impeachment until Donald Trump invited impeachment with this phone call. I would hope that we don't fall into the trap I see so many of the media falling into, just considering this another little hiccup in the 2020 political campaign. It's not. Let's go back to the fact. A president of the United States solicited help from a foreign country to intervene and dig up dirt on his political opponent. I think as all Americans, whether that Republican is a president is a Republican or a Democrat, that has to concern us. That is just dead wrong.
Okay. I just want to ask one question, because this is really our only opportunity in a matter of days to ask two political strategists this question, which is sort of aside from the main story, which is, what does this mean for 2020? This is Joe Biden speaking yesterday.
This isn't a Democratic issue or Republican issue. It is a national issue. It is a security issue.
He did not take questions. Bill, I'll start with you, but just be quick so we can get Alice in here as well. Does this raise Biden's stature? Is there a way for the other candidates to get in there now that this has happened?
It raises attention on him, because Donald Trump has focused the attention on him. But again, I don't view this as a political plus or minus for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. I think Biden is right. This is a national security issue. This goes to the very fundamental principles and values of this country that we love, and Donald Trump is trashing them, and Democrats were had to do something about it.
I view this as the Democratic Party, Bernie Sandersing Biden this time. They do not want him to be the nominee. As we have said, two-thirds of Americans do not want impeachment. And if Joe Biden wants to wrap himself in this argument and spend his time on the campaign trail talking about impeachment and talking about this issue, he is wasting valuable time when he can be talking about healthcare, he can be talking about the economy, he can be talking about immigration, and this is going to open up the lane and open up the momentum that Elizabeth Warren and others are currently gaining on him. And if he wants to talk about impeachment, he can do so, but it's at his own peril because the American people would rather talk about their own pocketbook
and
their own issues.
Alice, don't worry. Don't worry. He'll be talking about all those other issues, which he has been all along.
Okay,
Fear not.
Bill Press, fearing not, the Democratic strategist, Alice Stewart, the Republican. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.